Her heart skipped a beat when she saw a dark figure at the end of the block. Was her mind playing tricks on her? Or was there someone there hiding under the cover of darkness? Not willing to take a chance, she bolted left, avoiding the corner where she imagined the figure was standing. As she hurried up the narrow street, she heard the galloping once again. Without giving it a second chance, she ran the rest of the way to the club. When she turned the corner, she ran into a man and fell back onto her backside, leaving her dazed. Seconds flew by while she sat on the cold pavement, trying to make sense of what just happened. "Are you all right?" The voice pulled her from a state of confusion to clarity. The man had his gloved hand extended toward her. "Please forgive me," he said. Jane looked up at him, and for a moment she forgot about her embarrassing situation. She could not tear her eyes from his. They were unlike any she had ever seen before. Maybe it was the full moon or the reflecting streetlights, but his eyes seemed to change from hazel to charcoal. Then she noticed his dress code, and if she wasn't so captivated by his presence, she would have mocked him and laughed. One could almost believe he was a time traveler from the 1800s, dressed in a black tailcoat, white shirt with a bow tie, black pants, and most amusing, a top hat. She had never seen one except on television. "I am sorry, madam," he offered her his hand. "Please accept my sincere apology." His voice was like silk, and she felt hypnotized by it. She could feel the fibers in her body being drawn to the sound, and she became a dancing cobra to the melody of his voice,